Welcome to the Intuitive Therapist Podcast with Janice R. Cohen, therapist, clairvoyant, empath, and medium. Listen in as she takes a no-nonsense deep dive into real human struggles and how to resolve them. Janice will share channeled information from her spirit guide team, as well as the angels and archangels, to help you master your emotional, physical, financial, and spiritual destiny. And now, Janice R. Cohen.
Hey y'all, this is Janice Cohen, the Intuitive Therapist, here on the Intuitive Therapist Podcast. Welcome to another week. You know, as I was thinking about this week's content, I was thinking about how much I pride myself in sharing what I've learned in my life with as many people as I can. And in truth, I have been assigned this opportunity here in the physical world. It's actually part of my path and purpose to bring light to those who struggle in the dark. And as part of this mission, I've needed to endure some pretty difficult times so that my teachings are clear, spot on, and relatable. And today's topic is a sweet spot of mine, talking about the true nature of personal relationships. And as somebody who has no regrets, I really do not. That is me. One of the things that I wish someone had taught me early on in life is to view relationships and the stuff that happens in them as I would school teachers. Let me explain here. So with each relationship in my life, no matter where, who, or when they've shown up, my job has always been to be a student and learn from them. This human life thing isn't explained to us really well, is it? I mean, it takes so much time to learn and really valuable, learn the really valuable things in life, and it takes a great deal of struggle to learn the really important lessons. So as part of my learning and growing, I shared the most important message with you today, that your relationships aren't here to make you happy. They're here to make you conscious. Yep, and of course, when you're able to find a partner who is emotionally mature enough to love you the way you require to be loved in a mature, emotionally stable fashion, then clearly there's a lesson in that too, right? So we call in exactly who we need to call into our lives. And most people don't know they're calling in these people to do these things, right? But unless and until you understand that your soul has a plan for you, right? And until you learn the lessons, and I've said this, I think, over and over and over again, until you learn the lessons, other people are just going to show up trying to teach you what you need to learn. So our soul knows this, and our soul's like, okay, well, if you don't learn it this time, well, we'll send this person in. And if you don't learn it that time, we'll send another and another and another until you finally learn it. Now, I'm somebody who sometimes, well, actually, I'll say in the past more than now, it's taken me a long time to learn some of the toughest lessons. I didn't always learn them the first time. I think that happens more so now because I'm more aware of everything, that everything is a teacher, and I'm going to go into that. But it took me a long time to really learn the hard lessons. But like I said, we call in exactly who we need to call in to our lives to help teach us. And our family members are great examples, right? They are the relationships that are here to make us conscious, big ones for sure. Our soul decides who we'll incarnate with. And oftentimes our soul family has been with us for many, many, many lifetimes, just in different roles and as different genders and ages and past lives. So yeah, our relationships teach us to become conscious, not happy. Happy is an inside job, and it is so true. Becoming aware tends to result from being something, from something happening outside of us, right? Happiness is an inside job. Becoming conscious and aware has to do with something outside of us, right? Something has to happen. So like I said, I wish somebody had said, hey, Janice, I just want you to know that all your relationships are asking you to do these things, to pay attention to who you are, to recognize how good or bad your boundaries are, to recognize how willing or unwilling you are to stand your ground in spite of other people disagreeing with you. And if you're courageous enough to be by yourself, Janice, and you, audience, and find happiness in your own way from within yourself, well, then you've just won the golden ticket. And had I known all that, I could have been way more introspective growing up instead of just kind of experiencing these things and then personalizing them as if somehow I was really faulty or bad or screwed up. Like, no. It was just, these were things that I needed to go through just the same as you to grow and learn about who I am. So I really could have had a heads up. I'm telling everybody who is not here anymore, and including those that are here, I could have had a heads up and been more aware that my relationships were teaching me stuff all the time. But that is not how it worked. So, I mean, the way I figured it, awareness doesn't come until we become aware of being aware. And awareness is a really powerful experience. So when you become aware of being aware, then you have the opportunity to kind of take a step back and be an observer and literally watch yourself experience things, which to me, this is one of the coolest things in life once you get this, that if how you look at the world is that it's just trying to teach you, it's trying to make you a better version, and that you just don't from this point on personalize an experience in a shameful, angry, harmful way emotionally, but rather personalize the experience in a way that is like, okay, cool, I'm going to take notes from this. Yep, this works, this doesn't. Done, I've made my decisions, right? Do it that way instead of feeling like life is coming at you, trying to hurt you, trying to punish you, all of that, right? So awareness doesn't come until we become aware of awareness. And it really is a very, very powerful experience. And I call it an experience because it doesn't happen on its own. It always has a catalyst, always. Something has to happen in such a way that gets your attention so that you get to decide, you have an opportunity, that you get to decide how many more times you'll allow yourself to experience the same thing over and over and over again that causes you pain, hurt, and suffering. That's why things happen. Like, hey, it's like a neon sign that is showing up in your life when something disturbing happens or upsetting happens or grieve-worthy happens. It's like, no, this is it. Feeling it is not enough. You're not here just to feel. You're here to feel, to understand why you feel what you feel, and then learn from it so that you don't feel it either as much or as often again. So our relationships are here to make us conscious and not happy. That's the thing. I think when people have this fairy tale idea, who hasn't had that from an early age? I think most women are conditioned to believe that if they marry, that some white knight or nitrous priestess, I don't know what the opposite word is, but somebody's going to come and save them, swoop them up and save them, and everything is going to be perfect, and no relationship is perfect. But when you realize that everything that happens around you is to teach you, then your experience of life becomes amazingly different. And I think I'm so driven to help people understand these bigger truths in life because I didn't have anybody to teach me. And I always feel like, you know what? My goal is to help people get through their challenges more quickly than they could do it on their own, right? And to understand that you are more powerful than you believe to change your life. I didn't have mentors to go to when I was young who understood principles like this. And I've known many young women as well, and even young men, who by the ages of 17 or 18, they're studying mentors, right? Or they're investing in mentors. They're learning from the gurus. I wasn't raised that way. It took me at least 25 years to start learning things that I wish I had learned earlier, you know? But as I've come to know, I wasn't ready until I was to learn these things. So I could consider myself a late bloomer. And that isn't really a bad term. I can kind of own that, right? Late bloomer. But I know you can look back and just as I can and pick out your most painful relationships, right? I went through many and nobody told me, hey, this is not just for you to feel like shit. This is for you to learn. And I know you can look back just as I can and pick out the relationships you felt happiest in. And do you know what the difference was between them? When you have the right person around you or the right people around you, and by right, I mean the people who lovingly challenge you, who are steadfast in their commitment to you, who hold your confidences, who give you honest feedback, who champion you, and who hold you accountable, these are the right people. When you have these kind of people in your life, not the ones that steal from you or lie to you or try to take you down or try to keep you small, those are not the right people. When you have the right people around you, you naturally grow and you cultivate inner peace and happiness, not because someone has done something to you or for you, right? You know, what people do to us and for us that are kind and good, the feeling lasts to an extent, but you don't internalize that the same way you would as if you were to create your own sense of happiness. That tends to be more permanent. So it's not because somebody's done something to you or for you, but because you're able to access the love that's within you for you, that you become happy when you're with the good, right, best people in your life, right? You could have the good, right, best people in your life and be miserable and not feel happy and miss out on these opportunities to grow, right? So consciousness means that you're able to see something and see it in such a way that you've not seen it before. Think about something someone said to you that you blew off, right? But later, maybe in a week or a month or 5 years later, somebody else said that exact same thing to you, and it was like, kablam, you finally got it. It got you. It hit you. So becoming conscious happens all in divine timing for sure. And then as your awareness grows, you then choose to become conscious over and over and over again from each moment to moment to moment, and then expanding your awareness to all that is in your world. You become conscious of all that is. Even your pets, your plants, how your house is, how messy or neat things are, how you dress, how you look at yourself, talk to yourself. The more conscious you become, it's almost as if the more sensitive you become to everything around you. It's as if everything is kind of highlighted. And so you get the chance to choose, okay, is this good for me? Do I feel good in this? Do I need to clean this up? Where should I put that? All of that. So this is the language of kings and queens. This is where it's at, becoming conscious, to be the king or the queen of your life. And when you finally become conscious enough to make everything a conscious experience, in other words, remember I said you become aware of being aware? This is exactly it. When you finally become conscious enough to make everything a conscious experience, meaning you're so aware of it happening that you can do something with it versus just experience it, then your life becomes amazing. You no longer cry victim ever. And that's a beautiful thing. I know I found myself, it's like, yeah, I'll get angry. I think most often I get angry because I drive fast. And then when somebody pulls up in front of me that's slow, I get angry because you ruined my flow. Or dudette, you ruin my flow. And then I always immediately go into, because I'm conscious, I go, okay, universe, got it. I need to slow down physically, and I need to slow down in my mind, change my focus, because maybe my focus is somewhere where it doesn't need to be, or I need to focus on something else, right? And then I go, okay, I'm good, I get it. So you'll no longer cry victim. Rather, you're going to be become a human being with growing curiosity about the deeper meaning and purpose of all the things that show up in your path. And it's inevitable that as your consciousness raises and expands, your relationships will change. You'll lose people who have served their purpose in your life. And I know that sounds callous, but I believe it 100%. People show up in my life, your life, and you know what? They do what they need to do. And when we learn, they bow out or we let them go, right? And that's just how it is. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means, yeah, I'm kind of done with you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Go teach somebody else, right? Your relationships will change because you're growing out of them. And you will change because you've outgrown the version of yourself that you had just been. When you become aware of awareness, you can't become unaware of awareness anymore. You can't unknow it. You can unknow, you cannot know certain things and be unaware of certain other things. When you become aware of awareness, you're too aware to be unaware. I think that's cool. So, looking back and looking within, what have you learned from your relationships about you? And I always ask people that. It's like, your relationships are not about what anybody else does, right? Their behavior is just a messenger. It's not the sentence, meaning the prison sentence. If you get stuck on what somebody does, how they behave, instead of turning it around and saying, wow, this showed up because I needed to experience it. What is in it for me? I wonder what these parts that trigger me are trying to show me. If I'm still pissed off at this person who did me wrong 20 years ago, what's the lesson in that? Maybe the lesson is I am clogging up a part of me and blocking off happiness because I'm choosing to hold on to the unforgiveness, knowing that this person showed up in the exact right way he or she or they needed to teach me a lesson. How lucky am I to have this person treat me so badly that I now have stronger boundaries than ever, that I will never ignore my red flags that I feel. I will always listen to my gut. That's the beauty. That's what I'm asking you to do. When you become conscious in your relationships, they no longer are just an exchange. They become a growth, like in a petri dish. They become an area, a part of your life, in every part of your life, in all your relationships, you get to grow in them and from them. So looking back and looking within, what have you learned from your relationships about you? And if you've never looked at your relationships like that, if you've never examined what the you at that point in your life, why that you called that person in, that experience, you are going to constantly be blocked up with the energy of anger or resentment or contempt or feeling like you're the victim, and none of us are victims, okay? So their behavior is just a messenger, and if their behavior showed up on a note card and they said, okay, I'm showing up, here's your lesson, you wouldn't really learn it. But that's the metaphor. Here they are showing up with behavior. They just haven't written out the lesson that you're supposed to learn. So I encourage you to learn from everything. Always be a student. Nothing in life happens haphazardly. Even the annoying neighbor, or again, the person who runs up in front of you in their car and goes slow, or the kind person at a store you go to, or your worst enemy, or the awful things that happen in childhood, or the tough romantic partners that really hurt you emotionally, and the ones that treated you like a diamond and like nobility, and you just weren't ready for them. You see, this is how you got to look at your life. And if you decide that you want to teach others what you've learned, well, I think that'd be an amazing pay it forward, don't you? I wish you a blessed day, a wonderful week, and as always, live intuitively.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Therapist. If you like what you heard, the best compliment you can give us is to share this podcast with a friend. And be sure to give us some stars and a favorable review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in.